Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our message today? One thing we all have in common. Based on the last verse of the Old Testament reading for today and one other verse from Scripture. Psalm 37 and Proverbs 9. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight, for through me, says the Lord, your days will be many, and years will be added to your life. And then David says in Psalm 37, I have been young, and now I am old, and in all my years I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves him. Please follow along in your handout today, the sermon outline, as we consider our theme, One Thing We All Have in Common. I hope you've guessed it by now. What is the one thing we all have in common? Well, actually, there are three. Three experiences that we all have in common. Birth, aging, and death. Now, it's impossible to preach a sermon to prepare us for birth. You've heard many sermons about death and funerals and memorial services today. We're going to preach about aging. About getting older. How many of you today in our congregation are getting older? If you're not raising your hand, either you're not listening or you don't want to admit it. What experiences are you having in getting older? I love being older. Now I can say things like whippersnapper and young generation. My very nice, very talented 30-year-old new doctor, new graduate from the Medical School, University of Toronto, now here is it in Richmond. This 30-year-old doctor loves to tell me, Mr. Harold, you now officially have old people's disease. What? You'll never be 25 years old again. Really? Oh, I can act like a child. Ask anybody in the congregation, but I am 64 years old. Is aging fun? Do you apologize for getting older? Do you brag about it? Do you try to keep it a secret? Many of us handle our aging by denying it. We tell ourselves or others, I am not getting older. Little more makeup, comb the hair over the thin spots if you can, color the gray, suck in the tummy when you walk by a mirror, try to do the same things in the same way you did it 20 years ago. Some of us live in a make-believe world where no one ages or everybody ages except for me. Story is told about a 50th high school reunion. Bill and John hadn't seen each other since high school graduation. At their 50th reunion, Bill says to John, John, you haven't changed a bit. John says to Bill, you look exactly the same as when we graduated. And John's wife said, the truth of the matter is, both of your eyesights have gotten considerably worse. And John said, what were we talking about? Why do we deny getting older? Why make believe that aging isn't happening? When it all gets down to the bottom line, it's a spiritual issue. And the issue seems to be this. We want to run away from or escape the reality of death. The reality that our lives on this earth will one day end. Now, even if we prefer to live in Never Never Land with Peter Pan, where you never grow up and never grow old, the truth is, one clear result of living in a fallen creation, of the sin that we've inherited from Adam and Eve, is this: aging and death. Now, God's word is realistic. Listen to Psalm 37, 25 again. David says, I have been young, and now I am old, but in all my years, I've never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves him. Aging is a part of life, which we can't deny. But the believer in the living God in heaven can face it, can embrace it. The Christian can even celebrate it. Listen again to the words of Psalm 37:25. I have been young and now I am old. But in all my years, I have never seen the Lord forsake a person who loves him. But apart from a faith relationship in the true God, aging and death can become nothing but a fearful end. But knowing and trusting God's faithfulness makes every day a gift, every day an adventure, every day another opportunity to experience God's goodness. How many of you here have ever heard of the famous poet named Robert Browning? You heard the name, even if you don't know his works. I want to paraphrase a favorite paragraph in one of Robert Browning's most famous poems, Grow Old Along With Me. I'm going to paraphrase it first, because it's written in Old English, and then I'll give you the exact words. Here's the paraphrase. Young folks, you ain't seen nothing yet. Every day is God's gift. The best is coming. As we grow older, we can grow in the faith that each day is in God's hand, that death is not the end, but death is a doorway to eternal life in heaven. And here come the real words. Are you listening? Robert Browning. Grow old along with me. The best is yet to be. The last of life, for which the first was made. Our times are in his hands, who said, a whole I planned. Youth shows but half. Trust God, see all, and don't be afraid. The truth is, our modern life devalues older people. Many modern assumptions about old people in our society today are anti-Christian and anti-biblical. The key one is this: to be old means to be worthless. Years ago, there was a Broadway musical called Cats. One of the favorite lyrics and one of the favorite songs said this: memories of old days, I was beautiful then. Are only the young beautiful? Or only the young precious and important? Or only the young worthwhile? Some years ago, Rutgers University, a public university in New Jersey, by New York in America, conducted a very thorough study of TV programming, especially how older people appear in TV shows. Now, I won't list all the information, but listen to the highlights. They studied that when older people did appear on TV shows, they were either comical or stubborn or helpless or foolish. But what does God's word say? Again, listen to our text from Proverbs 9. And also a new one from Psalm 71. Proverbs 9, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For through me, says the Lord, your days will be many and years will be added to your life. Psalm 71, I live this one. When I read Psalm 71, I think of a number of our shut-ins that Beverly and I visit on a regular basis. Right now in my mind, I have a picture of our presently oldest member in our congregation, Margaret Cressy, 97. Listen to Psalm 71. This is Margaret speaking. This is all of us speaking. Psalm 71. Since my youth, my God, you have taught me. To this day, I recite your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, until I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all those young who are to come. God is not calling us as we get older to gaze at our wrinkles, to cover them up, to run away from them or deny them. He wants us to get on with life and to service to Him. He wants us to grow in knowledge and faith in Him. And He wants us to pass the knowledge and faith of God to the next generation. He wants us to celebrate, as He did with our special guest star. You can get autographs after the service today. He wants us to celebrate His love and faithfulness from our youth to our old age to eternity. Now follow your sermon outline, if you would, because the classic old hymn, Rock of Ages, talks about this very thing. Jesus is that strong, faithful rock. Upon Him we can stand, no matter what changes come our way in life, no matter how many years our lives have lived. Listen to just a few selected phrases. This hymn is about Jesus, who is the rock, but it's about our getting older. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Jesus, our rock, was cleft, that He was broken on Calvary's cross to pay for your sins and for mine. And because Jesus, our rock, was cleft, we can hide ourselves in Him. That is, in Him we can find true strength. In Him we can find true hope and forgiveness. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We do not depend on our good deeds or our lives' accomplishments to give us eternal rewards. We only hold on to His cross and what He, the Rock of Ages, did for us there. One more verse. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyelids close in death, He'll be with me to the very end of this life and stands ready to take me to be with Him forever. Just this week, Beverly and I were visiting yet another member of our congregation whose family and whose doctor has said their earthly travels are about done. Listen to this verse again. While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyelids close in death, Jesus, who has been with me from the moment I was conceived in my mother's womb till I was a little whippersnapper, whatever that word means, all the years of my life, until I'm now, to use a baseball metaphor, rounding third and heading toward home, that God has been faithful and loving every moment of our lives. Aging can be a visible reminder of the years of God's faithfulness to us. It can be a sign of the years of opportunity we have and yet have to tell and to model to young people the love of God and the blessing of a life lived for Him. Every time I make these visits on our older members, it's my faith that's strengthened. It's my hope that's given more muscle. It's my eyes that are turned heavenward. Aging tells us that this life is not our final home. For the Christian, getting older means getting ready for a new life in heaven with Jesus. Aging can remind us, and here's something important for all of us who are in our younger or middle years. Aging can remind us to hold less tightly to the things of this world and the values of our godless society. Aging can be a sign of wisdom and of joyful surprises. I learned that some time ago in a senior's home, with which now I'll end this sermon for this morning. It was in the USA when I was quite a younger pastor. And I went to visit one of our members, but while at this senior's home, a party was going on to celebrate a woman's 100th birthday. Just imagine that. 100 years old. I was there to visit somebody else, but I stopped by to congratulate this lady. Her mind was alert and her sharp, and though her brow was furrowed with wrinkles, her face was beaming with excitement because of the party and everybody there. Now, a newspaper reporter had come to interview her. He asked her a few questions about becoming 100, and her answers made everybody in attendance laugh. And finally, the reporter said, "Ma'am, I have just one last question for you." And he said to her, "Do you have any children, ma'am?" And she straightened up in her wheelchair and winked and said to him, "Not yet, young man. Not yet." Every day, every here one among us is getting older. Every day is a precious gift from God. Every day is a new opportunity to experience God's love and forgiveness and blessings. God grant each of us the ability and the desire to grow older gracefully in the name of Jesus, who is our rock of ages. Could I get an amen? In Jesus' name, amen.